This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Sallallahu Sallam wa Baraka Nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa tasliman kathira, thumma amma ba'd. So today, inshallah ta'ala, our dua from the Quran is in Surah Al Imran, ayah number 53. And the context of the ayah 53 is within the context of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking on Isa alayhi salam and the disciples. So if we go back a couple of ayat, Allah Azza wa Jal spoke about how Isa alayhi salam was born and what was his message. Then he spoke about later on when he was commissioned with the prophethood, what was the reaction of the people? So the people, they kind of between rejecting him and accepting his message, and those who accepted his message, the closest ones, whom we call the disciples or al-hawariyun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about al-hawariyun, قال فلما أحس عيسى منهم الكفر قال من أنصاري إلى الله. When Isa alayhi salam, he sensed disbelief from his people, he then called upon them, قال من أنصاري إلى الله. Who are those people who are going to be my ansar, which means my supporters for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. So the closest ones, his disciples, they called and they said, قالوا نحن أنصار الله. We shall be the supporters, your supporters, for the cause of Allah. آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون. We believed in Allah and we want you to bear witness that we are from الشاهدين, that we are those who witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are among the Muslimin, those who submit themselves to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned their dua to Allah. So that statement, the earlier statement, that was a conversation between them and Isa alayhi salam. And now they're turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولِ فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. They said in this dua, our Lord, we have believed in what you revealed and have followed the messenger, in this case was Isa alayhi salam. So register us, count us among those who are the witnesses of the truth, or to the truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is recording the dua of the disciples. And obviously, if it wasn't worthy of being recorded for us, it would be mentioned in the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that the closest to Isa alayhi salam, they knew the challenge. They knew the challenge. They were among the first people to believe, especially when no one else is believing according to the statement from before. They say, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ فَاكْتُونَ مَعَ الشَّهِدِينَ. We believed in what, Ya Allah, what you have revealed. We are following the messenger. We ask you that you count us among those shahideen. Now, the dua began with رَبَّنَا. And we talked about رَبَّنَا multiple times. This is invoking, of course, in the conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the context of, I'm in need of you. You're my Lord. You're my master. I'm in always in poverty of all of everything that you can provide for me, my Lord. Amanna. Our Lord, we believe. We believe bima anzalt. Look, now they say bima anzalt, they were very inclusive over here. What does that exactly mean? We have absolutely, absolute trust in your revelation. Whatever, Ya Allah, you bring to us, to send down to us through your messenger, we believe in that. That's basically saying like absolute belief. The example of this, the example of the magicians at the time of Musa alayhi salam, when they were called to challenge Musa alayhi salam before the Pharaoh, and the Pharaoh was telling them, if you win against him, you have such and such, you know, of rewards. But what happened there? When Musa alayhi salam, he took over, they were the first people to believe and they submitted themselves. What did they say? قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. We believe in the Lord of Musa and Harun. They didn't even know how to call him, to say Allah. But they said, the Lord of Musa and Harun, he's our Lord. We believe in him. So here's the same thing. Whatever Ya Allah revealed, we believe in that. If it comes from you, we believe in that. وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولِ. And we follow your messenger, the one you sent to us. And here they talk about Musa alayhi salam. And for us, when we make the dua, we talk about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we follow the example of your messenger. Now, as a dua it's easy to be said. But it's indeed an important thing to follow through with your actions. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قال قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. If you truly claim that you love Allah Azza wa Jal, then follow me. Follow me, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, follow me. يحببكم الله. Allah shall love you ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم, and He shall forgive your sins. So it is important when you claim that you believe that you follow it with action. And that's what it means over here. We believe and we shall prove it with action by following your messenger. So when you make this dua, when you make this dua yourself, Ya Allah, I believe and I follow the messenger, you need to prove it. How you follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ, count us, Ya Rabbi, among those who are truly witnessing to the truth. Witnesses of the truth. What does that exactly mean? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala signed you off as a witness, what does that mean? He's endorsing you. You're trustworthy. That's what it means. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consider you to be a trustworthy person, what does that mean? Your claim of faith is true. So you say, Ya Rabbi, we want you to be our witness that we are true believers. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endorses that, you're written among the shahideen, then that's an endorsement from your Lord that you're true, you're genuine, you're a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the dua that is mentioned here, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. So let's repeat that inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك وذريتنا من الشيطان الرجيم. ربنا هب لنا من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. اللهم أجرنا في مصيبتنا واخلف لنا خيرا منها. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا واجعل فينا من يتلو علينا آياتك ويعلمنا الكتاب والحكمة ويزكينا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا اجعل هذا البلد آمنا وارزقنا من الثمرات وأهله من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.